This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Several gunmen have burst into a big concert hall in Moscow and fired automatic weapons at the crowd, injuring an unspecified number of people and setting a massive blaze. VOA's Rick Pantaleo reports.
What is being called an apparent terror attack came days after President Vladimir Putin cemented his grip on the country in a highly orchestrated electoral landslide. Russian news reports said the assailants on Friday threw explosives, triggering a massive blaze at the Crocus City Hall on the western edge of Moscow. Video posted on social media showed huge plumes of black smoke rising over the building, which can hold about 6,000 people. Russian news reports said that visitors are being evacuated, but some people could have been trapped by the blaze. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
The UN seeks $4 billion for aid in Syria as civilians face a growing humanitarian crisis. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reports.
Briefing the Security Council, the UN's special envoy for Syria, Geir Pedersen, says after 13 years of conflict, developments in the country have stalled.
After 13 years of conflict in Syria, and despite a year of new diplomatic avenues, the tragic reality is that developments are all going in the wrong direction, including in the security, humanitarian, human rights, economic and political spheres.
Pedersen adds he's alarmed at the trajectory of events and the lack of progress in reversing them. Meanwhile, UN humanitarian official Adam Abdelmoula is appealing for more than $4 billion in life-saving aid for more than 10 million Syrians. I'm Charles de la Desma.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours.